Blog Talk Radio.
There I am, Noah Reisenfeld once again on Cincinnati Sports Talk Live on ENN in the afternoon. We're having a great day today so far, and we've also got one of our very good friends and one of the guys we've had on a couple past times in the, on the show today. And of course, he you all know his name. His name is Charlie Vassalera. I really haven't told you guys much about him. Charlie is actually a freelance baseball and travel writer living in Baltimore, Maryland currently. He grew up in New York and also lived in Arizona. He actually met my mother there, and he has written biographies actually previously on Hank Aaron, Manny Ramirez, as well as The Baseball is America, a souvenir book given to the visitors of the White House, commissioned by the State Department. He also writes and speaks annually at Arizona's Cactus League spring training circuit and is a frequent visitor to Cooperstown, writing annually on the National Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony and relative activities. His writing has appeared in the Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, and MLB.com. Just last week, he was the keynote speaker for the Baseball Reliquary, Shrine of the Eternals induction in Pasadena, California. Kevin O'Malley is an author and illustrator of over 70 books for children and young adults. The pair has teamed up to help the next generation of baseball fans learn their way around the bases. Today, I'm very lucky and honored to have our very good friend, Charlie Vassalera, on my show on Cincinnati Sports Talk Live, ENN in the afternoon. Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing well, Noah. How about yourself?
Great to have you back. I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine. Charlie, hopefully I was pretty on point in the introduction there. The book you guys just came out with, At the Ballpark, Fans Companion. We've obviously talked about it on our last two shows we've done with you. How is it going so far? The last time I talked to you, you guys had just opened up the online purchase and everything was good to go and fans can now buy their book. I've actually had a couple people ask me about the book. And obviously it's a 64-page book, begins with a brief historical and synopsis of the game, often called America's National Pastime, obviously. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, we know the title of the book is called At the Ballpark. And it is an illustrated book, designed to teach young fans and new fans about the game, to accelerate the learning process about enjoying baseball, and especially while you're at the game. The idea is
right.
To have this book with you, when you're at a game, and it will guide you through the process of being at a game and understanding everything that's going on down on the field and also around you.
Correct. Yeah, and I agree. I do. And tell us a little bit more details on your background story.
Well, I'm a baseball guy. I'm a lifelong baseball fan and baseball writer. I grew up in Long Island. I delivered the Newsday newspaper. I fell in love with baseball, reading about it in the sports pages. I wanted to be like Oscar Madison on The Odd Couple. I wanted to be a sports writer since I was young. We moved out to Arizona when I was a teenager, and I discovered spring training baseball over there, which was a great avenue for my pursuits. I spent a lot of time at the Cactus League ball games, the spring training sites of half of Major League Baseball's teams. I still go back there every year. And I went to Arizona State University and got a journalism degree there and just started writing about baseball and trying to make my way around the country to all the ballparks as frequently as possible. And, write about what I see.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And the way you go about baseball, you definitely know, everybody says, you know what you're talking about. You know the game. Obviously, you grew up loving the game. And the way people, the way people talk about the games, it's funny listening to some people these days because some people act like they know what they're talking about. You really have to, from my understanding, to write a book about baseball, it's got to be tough to write a book if you don't know a lot about the game of baseball.
Well, I think one of the joys and beauties of baseball is that anybody who watches baseball continues to learn something new just about every game you see. And anyone
Correct.
Who thinks they know everything, anyone who thinks they know everything about baseball is wrong because nobody does. And the joy is in the learning. The joy is
right.
in picking up new information every day and picking up new nuances and different things. You always see something you've never seen before when you're at a ball game. That's one of the fun things about going to the ballpark.
Exactly. It really is. Charlie, what are you looking for so far into the book?
Well, we were working on this book for about 2 years until we finally got it to the point where we felt that it was finished. And now we have run our first press run of the book. It is available for sale now, which is exciting to us. We have a website up and running called afanscompanion.com where people can buy the book. We also have a Facebook page called At the Ballpark because the full title of the book is called At the Ballpark, A Fan's Companion. And
right.
there's plenty of information about the book on the Facebook page. In particular, we have links to other radio shows like I'm doing now with you, other pieces I've done with other blogcasters and radio stations, also some newspaper stories and even some TV spots. So you can learn a lot about the book by going to the Facebook page and clicking on the various links. We post things on there that are of interest to us and baseball fans as well. Yesterday, it was, of course, the National Baseball Hall of Fame's induction. And the new commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, in his introduction to the ceremony, talked about his primary concern, which he has mentioned this frequently throughout the year. In Cincinnati, he talked about it at the All-Star Game. Manfred's primary concern is to attract young fans, more young fans back to the game. This has been an issue. Baseball sometimes loses its younger crowd to other things, video games, and other distractions and other forms of entertainment. But, he's trying to make a grassroots campaign to bring young fans back. And this is what we're doing, too. We like to think that our efforts are in line with his efforts and in conjunction with what MLB is doing. We want to put this book in front of young kids.
Yeah, and it really is. Did you? Obviously you weren't up there for the ceremonies. I know you're going up there around August 8th, August 9th. Are you going to try to meet with anybody involved in not just minorly involved in baseball, but like someone on the level or office? As in Rob Manfred.
Yeah, we've approached MLB with this, and they're still looking it over. But we right now, what we'd really like to do is get the book into various ballparks, major league ballparks and minor league ballparks, and that could be either for sale in their gift shop or used as a promotional item, which is really where we want to go with this. If a particular corporate sponsor would like to attach their name to our book, perhaps on the back cover or even within the pages of the book, and then give copies away to kids when they come in. The first 2,000 kids to show up at a minor league game or the first 10,000 kids to show up at a major league game would have this book handed to them. And that's where we're going. That's the direction we're taking with the book right now.
Yeah, and more of a promotion towards that. And I'm sure our listeners they love to hear about what have you guys done really so far with the way you are getting the book? Are you promoting it on social media? Are you putting ads out there? How are you going about this?
Yeah, the social media is, of course, the way that we're reaching most people. You know, when we first put the book together, first we told people about it, but then we started creating a website. And we also started to create the Facebook page. And
Correct.
People A lot of my friends on Facebook, we're like-minded folks. We like baseball. I'm friendly with a lot of people who work in the industry. And so I share my ideas and thoughts with them. And hopefully they continue to pass that information along on to other people. I know that there are fans across the country who have already put in their order to buy the book. And we've got them from coast to coast. I have a lot of people in Arizona. I've got people in upstate New York. I am going to be going up to New York and Cooperstown and trying to get some book reading and book signing events at the Hall of Fame and perhaps have our book for sale at some of the gift shops on Main Street in Cooperstown. There's a huge Little League field up there called Dreams Park, which hosts tournaments. You're probably well aware of that all year long. Week after week, they invite 96 teams or so up there, and the kids live up at the field in barracks, and it's a huge baseball complex. I'd love to see our book at Dreams Park. I think it's a good venue. I think it could work well with Major League Baseball's RBI program and its play ball program.
Yeah.
There in Cincinnati, where you are, there's a new youth academy, right, that opened up over there. You familiar with the Urban Youth Academy in Cincinnati?
Yes, there is.
It's a you know, big $7 million complex, and you know, I think that that would be, our book works well with the goals of the youth academy. The same idea. All these things are tied together, and it's not that hard to get kids to like baseball. All you got to do is introduce them to the game. It usually goes along once they get that first introduction. They're usually hooked. I mean,
exactly.
7, 8, 9 year old. You know, once they first learn about baseball, you see a lot of them become baseball addicts right away. So,
yeah, definitely. I you know, I've got a lot of friends that are, I mean, I don't have a ton, but there's a good amount of my friends that are really, they know the game of baseball, and it looks really good so far on the way people are bringing their kids and raising their kids, and hopefully the kids of today will, once they grow up and have their children, will bring their kids into the game of baseball and not putting them in other sports and keep baseball alive.
Yeah, I don't think, as much as they talk about it being a problem, I don't think it's that, I think it's not that hard to solve. I think that, like I said, just introducing kids to the game and putting it in front of them in the way of playing it and in the way of watching it. I think watching it makes you want to play it. So our book deals more with watching it. You can use this book when you're at the ballpark. You could also flip through the pages while you're out watching on TV, because a lot of it, there's the book asks kids to answer questions, make observations. It's an activity book as well as something to read. Comes with a pencil. There are things that we ask you to do while you're at the game, looking for answers to questions that can be found around the ballpark.
Right.
That being said, we don't want your nose buried in the book the whole time so that you're not watching. It's meant to be glanced at and then back to the field. Look at the book,
right,
and look back on the field and be aware of at all times for foul balls, because as we know, they're always coming.
Right, exactly. Hey, Charlie, we're going to take about a 30 to 45 second break here, and I'll bring you back. Charlie, if you can hang around, that'd be great.
All right, no, I'll be here.
All right, thanks, Charlie. Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Vassalero here on Cincinnati Sports Talk Live, ENN in the afternoon. Call in to get your free Reds tickets. Charlie, me and you are going to have I got a couple questions, and fans can call in and ask you a question, and then if they answer a question, they can possibly win free Reds tickets.
Fantastic.
Okay, I'll put you on hold here, Charlie, and we'll be right back on the air on Cincinnati Sports Talk Live, ENN in the afternoon. I'm your host, Noah Reisenfeld, with alongside Charlie Vassalero. From here, we'll be back after this.
Arby's has an agreement to feature their good friend Pepsi in 2 commercials a year. Well, Arby's messed up and forgot about the second commercial. So here it is. Pepsi. Cool, refreshing, and goes great with Arby's sandwiches and other Arby's food. Arby's, we have Pepsi.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here, back on Cincinnati Sports Talk Live. I'm your host, Noah Reisenfeld, alongside special guest Charlie Vassalero, talking about his brand new book. Not so brand new anymore, because it's going to be big, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, this is the book to get for your kids. Charlie, back on the live, Black on Live Air, just talking about your book, I got a question for you.
Fire away.
All right. What are you thinking about doing when you find the people that sponsor, if you go that way? Where are you going to put the sponsorship, and what are you trying to do? Just give us an all-around picture of what you're trying to do with that.
Well, if anybody is interested in sponsoring the book, there's plenty of space, especially right on the back cover, for a sponsor's message or advertisement. And there are pages available where things could be incorporated right into the story. For example, on the scoreboard spread, which is a four-page spread, with pages 28 through 31, explain to young fans what's going on the scoreboard. Well, one of the things that also goes on the scoreboard is, of course, advertising. And some of that could be worked into the illustrations if a particular sponsor would like their message woven into the illustration. That's something we could do for them as well.
Right. Let's see. What are you based off that question? Who are you really targeting for sponsoring, or are you just waiting for some people to come to you?
Well, I would think anybody who sees the demographic of a baseball audience as their target demographic. So, you know, there are traditional types of sponsors who have always tried to tap into the baseball market, and there's some traditional and non-traditional ones too. But I think that anybody who's after families, who wants to reach young people, obviously the demographic for our book ranges from about age 7 to 12. These are the kids that we're hoping to get in the hands of the book. And, of course, their families and their parents. The idea is if you're at the ballpark and you're using this book, you probably got a family member sitting next to you. That could be an older brother, an uncle, an aunt, or your mom, or your dad, or your grandparents.
Obviously.
So all across the spectrum.
Exactly correct, and definitely. Let's transfer over to baseball for a couple minutes. Recently, sad to hear, but one of my Cincinnati Reds pitchers, Johnny Cueto, was sent on his way to Kansas City and the town down there, and they gave us back three prospects. What do you think about that trade?
Well, I think it had to be done. The Reds were going to lose Johnny Cueto at the end of the year. This is the time of year when you separate the contenders from the pretenders. I don't think the Reds had any realistic hope or aspiration of being a postseason team this year. As good as Johnny Cueto is, they could finish in the last place without him, whether it's last place or fourth place. But either way, they did all right, I think, on the deal. You remember the Finnegan kid last year who pitched for the Royals in the World Series. He also pitched in the College World Series. He was the first guy to ever do that. And now he's a member of your team. For the Royals, I think it's a fantastic trade. It solidifies their rotation. It puts an ace at the front of their rotation. It creates favorable matchups against other teams' aces. If you got Johnny Cueto, he's a money pitcher who can compete against anybody. You know, as the postseason arrives, if he's pitching game one against the other guy's game one starter, the Royals are in great position to return to the World Series and even win the World Series, I think.
I highly agree with you. What is your opinion on, do you think the Royals will sign him to a contract? I really don't think they can afford him, just like the Reds. I think they're going to do a rent-a-player this year and just rent him for the year.
I would not go so far as to say that. I think, obviously, he was brought along to help them win the World Series right now, but I do think the Royals will pursue him. I think they will make an offer to keep him in that rotation. The pitching is what the Royals are all about right now, and like I said before, they did not have a real ace at the front end. They had Donnie Ventura, who's a fantastic pitcher, but not necessarily an ace. This team needs an ace. They have one now. I would not be surprised to see them come at him with a very legitimate offer to stay.
I agree. There's talk, though, that the Reds are also looking to trade Mike Leake. Also, they're also going to trade Marlon Byrd, possibly, and even Jay Bruce. And obviously, Aroldis Chapman's on the talk, too, but they've got him for one more year. So I think if they were going to trade him, they'd trade him next year. And, you know, Aroldis is, in my opinion, he's the best closer in baseball. He's absolutely dominant, and he's untouchable.
I'd be surprised to see him go right now. But that being said, there is a week left here before the trade deadline is hit, and it's even less than a week, I'm sorry. But I do think that in the position that they're in, if they're given a favorable offer, if somebody or another contender wants Aroldis Chapman to kind of close their deal, and if they're willing to part with enough big-time prospects, I think the Reds should and might entertain that offer.
Yeah, but the problem is you got to offer somebody great for Chapman. He's just a great pitcher. The problem is that everybody's like, whoa, why isn't he a starter? He's not a starter because he'd hurt his arm. Throwing that many pitches at 100 miles per hour is, I mean, how can you do that? It's your arm's going to, he'll be done in at the minimum of 3 years, possibly five. And usually pitchers don't even last that long, but he's dominant. And the way he pitched in the All-Star game, striking out the side against three All-Stars, it's unbelievable.
Oh yeah, no, he's developed into one of the extreme specialists. Aroldis Chapman is great at what he does.
He is definitely. Charlie, we're getting down to the end, but not too quick yet. Tell us what's going on with Kevin O'Malley and how you guys are working. Are you still working with him on your next book?
I Kevin O'Malley is a good friend of mine. He's published many children's books, more than 70 of them. He's been the illustrator. We are in close contact all the time, and we're both big fans of baseball. I think that right now we're concentrating on moving this book and selling this book, but there's definitely going to be another project coming on the heels of it. There'll probably be a sequel to this book and similar books where we incorporate his drawing and my writing.
Yeah, most definitely. And I'd like to talk actually a little bit about the inside of the book. Don't want to give it away too much, obviously. I really do. I really like the sections of the book where it talks about where's your seat today and what's going on at the game. I mean, this 64-page book, it begins with a brief historical synopsis, as I said earlier, of, you know, the game, America's national pastime and everything, quickly moves into a virtual guided tour of the ballpark you're at and the experience, you know, being there. The combination of vocabulary, illustrations, quizzes, the new fan develops a richer experience of the game of baseball. The addition of a digital app, you guys are, I understand that you are creating an ongoing narrative recording that the fans' own observances, experience, and, you know, expertise develop from attending the multiple games of that season and season to season as they get older or what they're going to do. Tell me a little bit about the app.
Yeah, the app has not been developed yet, but we do think it's a logical companion, a logical accompaniment, and I think it enhances its value for potential sponsors and partners. I think the idea of, it also creates an ongoing experience where, as the book, you might need to get another one after you're done with it. The app is something that you could continue to use. So the app is not developed yet, but it will be. It's on the back burner.
Right, it is. Have you contacted anybody about helping you make the app yet, or what's going on with that?
Yes, this is not an area of expertise for either Kevin or myself. So yes, we are consulting with website designers and people who can create applications like this. So
right.
The people we've talked to are very excited about it, of course. The subject matter is so much fun. I think it attracts all different kinds of people. And when you say that magic word, baseball, that's all you need to say.
Right. It definitely is. And I love looking through these books, and what really stuck out to me is the couple pages in the book. I'm not going to give those away because I don't want to spoil any parts of the book, but it talks about what's going on, what position they're playing. It shows what you need to look for on the scoreboard, the averages, what inning it is, what's the score, and what's all over the ballpark in terms of the scoreboards and what's on the lower part on the wall of the ballpark and the outfield wall, what batting average, who's up to bat for the other teams in the American League or the National League, whoever you're not at the game, you can see it on the ballpark. And it really talks about what you need to know about how the pitcher is and what his stats are and everything. There's stuff all over the ballpark, excuse me, about everything you can learn about the game of baseball.
Yeah, well, anybody who's ever entered a ballpark for the first time knows that you are bombarded by information. You're bombarded by sensory elements, the lights, the scoreboard, everything. So what we've tried to do in those scoreboard pages is explain what all that is up there. Explain how that is relative and relevant to what's happening on the field. And so the rudimentary elements of scoring, for example, is that baseball players' positions have numbers assigned to them. And that's something you learn when you are introduced to the idea of keeping score, that the pitcher is number one, the catcher is number two, first baseman is number three, second baseman is number four, third baseman is number five, you jump over to shortstop for number six, and then the outfield goes 7, 8, 9, left to right. So
right.
We do introduce that idea in the book and get kids started on the process of scoring a game, although this is not a scorebook. That's something you would also pick up somewhere else. Perhaps future editions of the book might include scoring pages. It does include lineup pages, so you can write the lineup down, make sure you got that written down, and recognize which guys are on your team and on the other team. So those are what we do with the scorebook pages. There's some other pages that explain what the press box is. There's some pages that explain who the groundskeepers are, what the bullpen is, what the dugout is, all the things you need to know when you're looking down there on the field.
Right. You know, Charlie, I'm almost out of time. Just to wrap it up, what is the thing you are most excited about and things to come for this book? And just quickly give us a brief wrap-up for me, and we'll end the show today.
Well, our goal, obviously, is to see this book in the hands of as many young fans as possible.
Right.
And my dream come true would be to be sitting up high in a ballpark and looking down at the fans and looking over the shoulders of kids and seeing this book in their hands. And the idea that it could be used in minor league ballparks and major league ballparks all across the country is really what we're after. And then hopefully these kids who use this book, growing up and turning into fans like ourselves, lifelong fans of the game. That's what we're trying to create, lifelong fans.
That's great. Charlie, once again, it really, really, really has been great having you on the show. And obviously me and you talk off. I really think that it the thing you're doing with this book is great, and we're gonna help you out and do everything we can to help you, and we really love having you on our show. And ladies and gentlemen, from me, Noah Reisenfeld, your host, and alongside here special guest Charlie, if you'd like to say goodbye to everyone, and we'll wrap up the show for today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Noah. It's always a pleasure. And thanks to all your listeners out there for listening. And I hope they enjoy what's left of the baseball season, no matter who they're rooting for.
Correct. Charlie, we'll look to have you on again sometime later this week, hopefully, right?
Sure.
All right. Thanks, Charlie. From me, Noah Reisenfeld, your host. From my boys at the studio, Mitch, Nick, thank you today. I'm your host. Have a good day. Noah Reisenfeld. We're off. Charlie.
Yeah.
All right, we're off the air. How do you think we did?
I think we did fine. Towards the end there, your voice got a little digitized. I don't know if that comes through in the broadcast or not, but right now it's a little choppy.
Is it choppy?
It's real choppy. Something. I don't know what clicked in. I hope it didn't go through in the broadcast that way. It may have, but it was only the last couple of minutes. But like right now, you're all broken up. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah. The problem is there's no the studio is pretty much empty. So there's no recording left on the air. We're off the air, so can't really. It's hard to hear me. Let me give you a ring on my phone real quick.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.